I'm going to try to relate to you what's in my heart, what I'm going through, where I'm at. You can be turned, if you will, quickly to the book of St. Luke, chapter 11. Kind of pick it up again tonight, exactly where we stopped this morning. God is speaking. God is speaking. Speaking into my life and dimensions and ways that I've never before experienced. And I don't want you to hear me. I want you to hear the Spirit that's in me, the Christ in me. I don't want you to hear my voice. I want you to hear the voice that's in my voice. I want you to hear my heart. I'm in a peculiar place in God, a place I don't think I've ever quite been before. I'm at a wall. It would be very similar to trying to give you a picture that I'm at this wall right here. Except this wall would go for miles in either directions. There'd be no holes. There'd be no door. There's no top of it. It's just there. It's just there. I'm standing at this door, at this wall. And on the other side of this wall, I hear a voice calling me. And it's the voice of the Lord. The Lord's voice is calling me on the other side of the wall. To get to where He's at, I've got to go through the wall. How many of you realize that if I was to go through this wall, I would come out on the other side somewhat changed and deranged? And that's what He really wants to happen. He wants to change some things in me. He wants to rearrange some things in me. There's no way over it or around it. I've got to go through it. But the marvelous thing and the wonderful thing that's in me is that I want to. I want to go through the wall. I don't want to run from it. I don't want to avoid it. Mike, I want to go through it. Because I want to change. I know that if the Lord is on the other side and He's calling me, that when I come through that wall, I'll come through it better. I'll be a better man. I'll be a better husband. I'll be a better father. I'll be a better pastor. I'll be a better whatever it is that God wants me to be. I want to go through the wall. Now, what the wall is my prayer life. God has me at a place right now in prayer that I've never experienced before. I have got to change. And it's not that I just have to, it's that I want to. I feel like four basic things are going to change. Number one, my heart's going to change. My heart doesn't change, nothing's really changed. The issues of life come from what? My heart. I want my heart to change. When I go through that wall, my heart will be different. My motivation for prayer will be different. I've looked at prayer as something that I was supposed to do because I was a Christian. I've looked at prayer as something that I dreaded to do. But when I get through that wall, it'll be something I delight to do. It's going to change from dread to delight, and that's going to be the motivation, is that it won't be something that Christians are supposed to do. It'll be something that I want to do. The second thing that's going to change in me is my soul. It's going to rearrange some things in my attitudes towards prayer. No longer will I think, if I have time to pray, I'll pray. It'll be number one on my priorities. Whether I do anything else, I'll pray. Prayer must be my priority. Prayer must become as important as my daily bath for clean. It must become as important as my daily clothing for my provisions and my covering. Second thing it's going to do in my soul is in my emotions. I'm not going to look at it as a sad time. I'm going to look at it as a happy time. My emotions are going to be stimulated. The third area that it's going to change as I go through that wall, my mind is going to be rearranged. My understanding of prayer, why pray, how to pray, what to pray. My understanding of these things are going to happen because I'm going through the wall and I'm asking God to change me. Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind." My mind's got to change. But you may prove, he says, the will of God. And what that is in my life, the good, the acceptable, and the perfect. Number four, my strength will be now focused upon and directed to prayer. My strength must be directed and readjusted to prayer. The abilities that I have, the powers that I have, those things must now be focused upon prayer. Whatever it is that I use to force myself, to power myself, the strength that I have must now be devoted to prayer. For example, if the Lord quickens to my heart to pray at 6 o'clock every morning, I've got to pray at 6 o'clock every morning. The alarm goes off, I can't cut it off and roll over. Say, I'll catch it tomorrow, or I'll catch it later. My strength has got to get me out of that bed and on my knees. Now, this is where I'm at, because the Scripture says, and it teaches us, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. Is that right? My Lord is calling me from the other side of this wall. My desire is to go through it. Now, as I go through this metamorphosis, I'm going to ask for your patience. I may get up here and just cry. As a cocoon brings forth a butterfly, the thing that's in me wanting out is going to be glorious and beautiful. But I'm afraid all you're going to hear about for some time is prayer. 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 Because that's all I'm hearing. And I can't give you anything that I'm not hearing. So I ask you to be patient with me and let me go through this wall. Let me metamorphose. Let me turn into what God wants me to be. Luke 11, verse 1. Verse 1 says, and it came about that while he was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples. Cry in my heart, Lord, teach me to pray. The word prayer, or praying there, and I'm going to try to enunciate this. I asked Lance to help me with it yesterday. Pros eukamai. Pros eukamai is the word. And it's important that I try to enunciate it because it's two distinct, different Greek words. Pros eukamai. And the word means to pray to God. It means to supplicate and to worship. But I wanted to get a better understanding of how this word fits and what it really means. So I looked up the word pros, and it means forward to or toward. It has a destination, and that's the thought of pros. It's in a direction. And the direction, of course, as you pray, would be in the direction of God. But the word eukamai, its basic definition, and you got to hear this, is to wish. And pray to God. Wish. And pray to God. What were these disciples then doing? What were they watching Jesus doing according to the definitions of the words that I've just given to you? They're watching Jesus do what? Wish toward God. I wish more than anything for the kingdom of God to come. In my life, in my family, in this church, in this city. That's my wish. But what I want to do right now is release us to wish. I want to release us to the power of wishing. I'm trying to make this clear. We in the kingdom message see God in such control of everything, and He is. But yet He still, as a loving Father, wants to know what we're wishing, can't He? And He wants us to bring these things to Him. And in the kingdom message, we've kind of put down the wishing for things. We've called it hyper faith. We've called it
I have thoughts and things, but it's okay if you wish. Say, I've been wishing for a new car. Good. You'll never hear me get on that again. Okay? You go ahead and wish for a new car, because you might need a new car to get to where God wants you to go. You might be wishing for a new house. And there's been times when I put down those kinds of wishes and those kinds of prayers. But I want to release you today to wish for you a new house, because that might be God's will for you. We need to bring our wishes up and let the Lord decide whether they're flesh or whether they're spirit. Does God want His children to prosper? Does He want us to tell Him our wishes? If He's a good father, He does. I want my children to tell me their wishes. Daddy, I wish this would happen. Daddy, I really want this to happen. This is my wish. And God wants that. And Father wants that. Bring it up out of your heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to us if it's flesh. Allow the Holy Spirit to deal with it. But here's eventually what you're going to wish for. Because it's what Jesus said you'd wish for. You'll wish to know the Father. You'll wish the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. You'll wish His daily provisions. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. You'll wish His daily provisions in your life. You'll wish forgiveness of your sins. You'll wish the desire to be able to forgive others. Not that you'll have to forgive. It'll never stick in you. You just wish to have the desire just to forgive them before they even sin against you. You wish to desire to be not led into temptation. And you wish to praise God. That's where you're going to come. I don't care what you're wishing for. And it's all right to wish. But I know eventually these are going to supersede any wish that you have. But the first thing that we learn about prayer is it's all right to wish. Would you say that back to me? It's all right if I wish. It's all right if I wish. Say it real loud. You don't believe it yet. It's all right if I wish. You can tell Father your wishes. Second thing. Eventually the prayers of Jesus, let me say it again. Evidently the prayers, the wishes of Jesus were answered because they saw Father answer the prayers of the Lord. Is that right? They saw Him pray, and evidently they saw something in His life that they wanted. Now, what He says here is that a certain disciple came to Him. One of His disciples said to Him, Lord, teach us to dance. Come on. Teach us to dance, right? Lord, teach us to sing. Lord, teach us how to preach. Lord, teach us how to pray. You see, if I get my prayer life right, my dance will come. I don't know about the singing, the making a joyful noise will come. The preaching will come. You see, I'm not going to be a preacher no more. I want to be a prayer. Because if I'm a prayer, then I know then that the preacher come out to pray. I saw something. I'm going to share it with you tonight. I'm going to give you one day of Jesus' life. One day. Just go read the scriptures. We're going to see one day of His life. And how that came to be. And how that power happened. Guess how it happened? Prayer. See, He got His great revelation and wisdom because He prayed. Teach us to pray. How many of us have ever been so impressed by someone's prayer life that we asked them to teach us how they did what they did? Have you ever seen anybody that so impressed you in their prayer life that you went to them and you said, Lord, teach us how to pray? Anybody? Okay. Not one. Two. Okay. You see, I haven't. Now, let me explain what I'm trying to say to you. And I said, share this with the youth Wednesday night. We're not teaching our kids how to pray. You know why? Nobody's ever taught us. Hear me now. Neither one of my children has ever come to me and says, Daddy, teach me how to pray. Now, should they have? Should I have lived such a prayer life that one of them would have come and said, Daddy, teach me to pray? Wouldn't you like that for your children to come to you and say, Daddy, Mama, teach me to pray? I've been to prayer seminars. I've been to prayer meetings. I've taught about prayer and I know I'm supposed to pray, but I've never been taught to pray. I've been taught how to exegete the word. I've been taught how to prophesy. I've been taught how to be a good man. I've been taught how to be a good husband. I've been taught how to be a good father. But I've never been taught to pray. I've been taught the importance of prayer. I've been taught the different types of prayer. I've been taught that Jesus prayed. And I've been taught the apostles prayed. And I've been taught the church in Acts prayed. But I've never been taught to pray. I've never said, Lord, teach me to pray. I'm going to allow Him, by the power of His Holy Spirit, by His word, by His messengers, by His pastors, by His teachers, to teach me to pray. Give me a sign about the key. The Bible is just in front of me. I'm even a mic. What's that? Okay, we did it.
Just wind this up because I'm done anyhow.
Now, here's what I want to do as we're done, and Pastor Tebow said that he needs 5 minutes. I want you to bow your head, and I want to pray a prayer. Have you been able to hear my heart this morning? Have you been able to hear what the Spirit is speaking to me, and then the voice in my voice should be speaking this to you? Now, perhaps you're at the wall that I'm at. Perhaps you sense to have something transpire in your life that hasn't yet happened in your prayer walk. And you, like me, are a slumbering disciple, but you don't want to be. And you'll say today, right now, Lord, teach me to pray. Father God, change my hit and miss prayer time into times when I storm the gates of hell.